Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, I want to welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we say thank you to you for making it possible for us to see yet another day. We thank you, Lord, that we went to bed, you woke us up this morning. We thank you, everlasting God, for our going out, our coming in. Thank you for your daily provision, for meeting us at our point of needs. We bless your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the demonstration of your awesome power in our lives, in our families, in your church, and in our nation. We bless and we magnify you. Thank you for all the previous broadcasts. Thank you for the souls that have been won into your kingdom. Thank you, Lord, for your word that has nourished us, for your word that has prepared us for the task ahead. We say glory be unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we pray, Lord, that indeed you will speak to each and every one of us. And the word that we are going to hear today, Lord, grant each and every one the grace to run with it for your glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. You are welcome once again to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And today I'll be discussing with you what I've titled, The Price to Pay. There is always a price to pay. And I'm going to take my text from the book of Luke chapter 5, reading from verse 17 to 26. Luke 5, reading from 17 to 26. He said, "Now it happened on a certain day as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by, who had come out to every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal." The power of God that is present to heal will heal you this day. It will deliver you from every manner of afflictions in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 18 said, "Then behold, men brought on a bed, a man who was paralyzed, whom they sought to bring in and lay before him. And when they could not find out, they might bring him in because of the crowd, they went up unto the housetop and let him down with his bed through the tiling into the midst before Jesus. When he saw their faith, he said to him, 'Man, your sins are forgiven you.' And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, 'Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sin but God alone?' But Jesus perceived their thoughts. He answered and said to them, 'Why are you reasoning in your heart? Which is easier to say, "Your sins are forgiven you," or say, "Rise up and walk"? But that you may know that the Son of Man has the power on earth to forgive sins.' He said to the man who was paralyzed, 'I say to you, arise, take up your bed and go to your house.' Immediately he rose up before them, took up what he had been lying on, and departed to his own house, glorifying God." Somebody will glorify God today. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will give somebody a new song. A song of victory in the mighty name of Jesus. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, saying, "We have seen strange things today." The Lord will give you that astounding testimony. By your testimony, those who do not know this God will come to know him. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today we are talking about the price to pay, and let us see the price. Look at some of the prices that we need to pay for in order for us to be who God ordained us to be. Number one price to pay is the price of relationship, good relationship. Brothers and sisters, if this man, this paralytic man, hasn't got friends, he had nobody by him, no one would have carried him to our Lord Jesus Christ. He had a good relationship, he sustained a good relationship, and on the basis of that, they can carry him. Even when God created man, he created man in his own image so that he can have a relationship with man. After creating man, he realized that man needed an helper. He created a woman for him. Brothers and sisters, you and I need to cultivate good relationship for us to be able to get to where God wants to get us to. There are pains there because sometimes some of this relationship we may be disappointed, but you have to forge ahead. You need people around you. Number two price we need to pay is the price of seeking. The price of seeking. The book of Proverbs chapter 2, reading from verse 4, it says, if you seek her as a silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. The price of seeking. It is in the process of seeking that you will find the hidden treasures. There are hidden treasures in the word of God. It's in the act of having to seek, read the word of God, meditate on the word of God, that you'll be able to find that word that is yours, the word in due season that you need. May the Lord grant you the grace to seek his word, to seek after him, and he may reveal unto you that word in due season, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Number three price you need to pray is the price of being focused. The price of being focused. You need to be focused to overcome frustration, to overcome disappointment. On that day, that man and his friend must have been disappointed. When they got to the door entrance, it was blocked. They were not able to get in. They were frustrated, but they refused to turn back. May you not turn back on the day of your miracle. Apostle Paul, speaking in the book of Philippians, Philippians 3, verse 13, he said, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press forward towards the goal for the price of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. May you be able to press forward. May you not turn back. Disappointment will come. But brothers and sisters, do not let disappointment and frustration change your destiny. Rather, forge ahead. It's a price you must pay. You must overcome it in whatever form it comes. People will disappoint you. Circumstances will disappoint you. You'll be frustrated. But know that when you pass through the waters, you will not be drowned. When you pass through the fire will not burn you. Isaiah 43 verse 2. So hold on to the Lord. He will do it for you in the name of Jesus. Number four price you have to pay is the price of pains. The price of pains. For the friends to carry this man up to the top of the roof, there was pain. It was painful. It was painful. Even the man that was being carried on the stretcher, it was painful as you are carrying him because it wasn't easy to carry somebody onto the rooftop. Maybe you are using ladder to carry him. And for them to get there, there are pains. You must be ready to pay that price of the pains. The Bible tells us in the book of James chapter 1, James 1 reading from verse 2 to 3, he said, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the test of your faith produces patience. Brothers and sisters, there cannot be success without pains. Pains always precede comfort. Do not look at the pains, look at what is ahead. That man was looking at what was ahead of him. and if God is healing, you will get your healing in the name of Jesus. Number five is the price of breaking barriers. The men had to remove the roof in order to lower the man down. You have to remove the roof. There are barriers. There are limitations that have been set for you. There are traditional limitations. They might have told you in your family, nobody has ever even gone beyond the age of 40, beyond the age of 50, beyond the age of 60. Brothers and sisters, I want you to know that with God, nothing is impossible. That may be the tradition, but you are going to break that barrier in the mighty name of Jesus. There may be a barrier that, if you don't have this specific qualification, you cannot be promoted. But God can break tradition for you. We saw in the case of David, when David wanted to fight Goliath, his boss, that Saul, limited him. He said, you cannot fight this man. He has been fighting battles long, long time ago. You can't face him. But David said, no. I have done it in the past. I will destroy this man. I will not allow any barrier to limit me. No barrier will limit you. Every line of limitation drawn concerning you, they are hereby wiped away in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Number six prize is the price of dying to serve. When that man was lowered down, he was lowered down. You have to go down in order to arise. You have to go down in order to arise. The Bible tells us in the book of John, John chapter 12, verse 24, he said, most assuredly I say to you, unless a grain of wheat fall into the ground and die, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. That man was lowered down. He was looking at himself as glowing, being lowered down. But the people around him were seeing him making a spectacular entrance. He was making a spectacular entrance. Every attention was focused at him when he was being lowered down. You might be thinking that you are going down, but God is raising you up. God is raising you up. You need to pay the price of going down, dying to self. And when you die to self, God will be able to lift you up. You have to pay the price of humility. If you are not humble, God will not be able to elevate you. James 4:10 says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Somebody will humble himself today, and he will be lifted up. She shall be lifted up in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Number eight is the price of visible faith, not spoken faith. A visible one. Jesus said that in that Luke 5, that Luke 5:20. He said, when he saw their faith was visible. Is your faith visible? Make your faith visible in order for you to experience the miraculous. Thy Lord will grant you a visible faith. A mountain-moving faith in the name of Jesus. Number nine is the price of being silent. Silence. When the Pharisees were asking Jesus, why did he heal him and things like that, this man was silenced. When you are silenced, Jesus will be able to fight for you. Allow him to fight your battle. Take your battle to Christ. Let him fight those battles. In the place of prayer, go to him and tell him to arise. Arise on your behalf and scatter all the enemies. He will do so for you and your family in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And also the price of being forgiven by Christ. This man came and Jesus said, your sins are forgiven. Your sins are forgiven. Know that it's this man's sin that was forgiven. We all have to be accountable to God. You have to be accountable to God. Being a member of a church does not make you make heaven. It is about you as an individual. It is you. This man was the one whose sins was forgiven. May the Lord forgive your sins this day in the name of Jesus. And finally, the man had to take his cross. The price of carrying your cross. You have to carry your cross by yourself. No one will carry your cross for you. When you have been gone again, you need to carry your cross. And as you are hearing me today, I want you to know that it is only those who are born that can take advantage of the inheritance. You cannot have an inheritance when you are not born. Have you been born again? If not so, for you to inherit the blessing that ascribed to Jesus, you have to be born again. So wherever you are, just say after me, Jesus Christ, forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, have mercy upon these ones. Forgive them their sins. Write their names in the book of life. In the name of Jesus. For everyone who have listened to this message, the power of God shall be made available to you. The Almighty God will perform His wonders in your life. In the name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.